Yeah, I think we did a great job as a team. I think everybody was involved. I think it was offense, defense, special teams. I think it was the whole team, the way we've been doing it for most of the year, since the rough start, you know. And that's the way you win football games. That's the way you win division championships, and that's how you get to the playoffs. So we need to continue to play like we did today. I think Whitney deserves a whole lot of credit for the way he played. I mean, the guy, when you get... Yeah, I mean, it's a whole team effort, you know. When guys like us get the big numbers, it's because there's a lot of guys around us making us look good. Beautiful. You tell me. It was beautiful. You know, I think for a little while there, people started to forget. So today was a little bit of a reminder, you know, what it's like when I have both hands, and it felt great. And it's a credit to our doctors. I mean, it's only really been 3 weeks since it happened. So it's a credit to our doctors, our trainers, everybody for helping me get it back healthy. And I just really enjoy having it back. What? No, it felt great. It took a couple big hits, and it really bounced back well. I don't think it was a problem. So, yeah, it's great.
Can you talk about
it? Is it what now? No, it's not totally healed. It's farther along in the process, I think, than where we expected it to be. So I think that's why I'm out of the club so early. And I think, like I said, it's a credit to our trainers. Oh, I mean, you never like to make excuses, no matter what. I mean, no matter what the situation is, you never make excuses. You just go out there and play. So I was never going to say that it was hindering me or anything. I was just going to go out there and play, and, you know. But I think you could see today that it's much better with two than one. It means a lot to the guys in the room because it shows that when you work hard, you stick together, you believe in each other, that you can accomplish what you want to do. You know, you don't listen to everybody else. You don't listen to predictions or things like that. You just go out there and you play your game. You work hard. You stick together, and you can do great things. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm just a big white guy trying to have some fun out there. And I realized they were very terrible. Probably ended all of them at one time. But, you know, I'm having some fun out there. And if people don't like it, then they can do whatever sack dance they want when they get a sack in the NFL. You know, I think he's a very good quarterback. I think he's developed a long way. And I think he's going to be good. I mean, I think we did a great job putting pressure on him. I think our DBs did a great job with coverage. I think up front guys were always up in his face. So it's a very difficult task for him. And you have to understand that when you evaluate what he's been doing.
JJ, can you put in the words how satisfying this team at 2-5 and accomplish what you've
done? It's great. It's great for our team. It's great for our fans. It's great for the city. This is what we expect. We expect to win the division. We expect to be in the playoffs. And now we go into the playoffs and we look forward to the opportunity and the challenge of having fun in the playoffs. We're not satisfied with where we are right now. We expect to be where we are right now, and we look forward to moving even farther forward. No. Yeah, it was great. It was great. I kind of answered it earlier, so you can grab the notes. No problem.
I know you look team first, but today you might have put the Defensive Player of the Year award away. How important is that to be third?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would mean a lot. I mean, in my fifth year, to have three and join LT, I think it would be very cool. And it's a testament to my teammates and my coaches for putting me in that position and for allowing me to go out there and play the way that I play. I think it would be... It would be pretty incredible, and I would be very honored. But I also know that there's big team goals out there. So while that would be cool, I also know that I want to help my team accomplish bigger things.
JJ, you now tied the second most 15 sack seasons in NFL history. Joey Reggie White, the only player with 15 sack seasons in the first 5 seasons. What do you think about those kinds of things?
It's always an honor to be put in categories with Reggie. It's been incredible to have my name associated with his over the last couple of years, and especially this year. You know, my goal is always to go out there and try and do incredible things and just take advantage of every opportunity that I get to play this game and play it to the best of my ability. So, it's humbling. It's an honor to be in that category, and all I'm trying to do is go out there and set the bar even higher. You know, it's only my fifth year, and to be able to have the fun that I've had in 5 years has been great.
We have a lot of confidence in your teammates and your staff, but when you were 2-5, did you believe in your heart to be where you are right now?
Absolutely. That's why we're where we are. If I didn't believe it, we wouldn't be here. We're here because everybody in that locker room believed it. We're here because we came into this room every week and believed it, and we put in the work, we put in the time to be where we are. So, yes, we all did believe it.
JJ, your thoughts on your offensive teammates, what they can do this year, how they stuck together?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think that, you know, going through all the quarterbacks, we've done that for 2 years now, going through injuries and all the things that they've had to go through, and still going out there and finding a way. And that's a credit to our team, everybody on our team, not just offense, defense, special teams, everybody. Because the amount of adversity that we've had to fight through would really put a damper on a lot of people, and it would put you down. But I think our team has done an unbelievable job staying as one, staying together, going out there and working their butt off to put us in the situation that we're in. Go ahead. That's all right, Mark. What you got? It's incredible. I think he played great. He's... You know, when he gets those opportunities to go out there and really let it loose, he's done it. And so I think that he deserves all the praise he gets. And I think that he is a fantastic pass rusher.
How about seeing Dwayne come up early in the game?
Yeah. I mean, Dwayne's a guy that works extremely hard for our team. He's a leader on the offensive line. He's been in this organization for a very long time. It's such a terrible feeling to see a guy like that go down because you know how hard he works. You know how much it means to him. And it's kind of a chance for us to rally around him and, you know, go out there and say, let's win this one for Dwayne. Let's go out there and make sure that we make him proud because we know how badly he wishes he could be out there with us. You guys have a great day. Happy New Year. Goodbye.